Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 18, 2021. I'm George Henry. Last night, in a lengthy city council meeting, the Florence City Council moved forward with its agenda and approved two properties for annexation into the city of Florence, one property along Rhododendron Drive and one property along Highway 101 north of Munsell Lake Road. The city also approved a request from the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce to move forward with their banner program and approved a 3% rate increase for garbage haulers in the city. Councilors also approved a resolution to allow city staff to apply for a recreational trails program grant, which will help pay for improvement to trailheads for both motorized and non-motorized trail users, including access for wheelchairs, running, and hiking. Funds from this grant may also be used for creating new trails and for future land acquisition. The grant is not limited by a maximum amount, but must be a minimum of at least $10,000. An update to the COVID-19 numbers for Lane County yesterday increased the Florence number by one more case to total 244 cases. Lane County cases have been on the decline in recent days, and there were only 27 new cases reported by the Oregon Health Authority yesterday. Cases also continue to drop statewide, with 210 new cases reported yesterday. To keep track of the governor's vaccination goals across the state, the Oregon Health Authority has launched a new page that tracks the percentages of vaccinations by county. Lane County is currently at 59.4%. There are several smaller counties around the state that are already nearing the 65% needed to move to the lowest risk category, and Benton County is above the mark at 67.1%, as is Hood River County at 66.2%. Several counties are on the cusp, including Lincoln and Multnomah County. Pacific Publishing and the Florence Regional Arts Alliance is ready for their annual cover contest for their 2022 edition of the Central Coast Connection phone book. Artists are encouraged to submit their original artwork made within the last 3 years, and this year no photography will be accepted. Artwork should be related to the region, which includes Florence, Yahats, Reedsport, and Deadwood, and may show scenery, buildings, people, or other areas of interest. Details on submissions and rules are located on the FRA website at fraoregon.org. Deadline for submissions is July 15th. Over the weekend, there was an inaugural poker run sponsored by the Oregon Coast Military Museum. Committee Chair Gary Cargill says the run was able to provide $200 to five nonprofits in the area. Recipients were Florence Food Share, Oregon Coast Humane Society, Florence Habitat for Humanity, Crossroad Assembly Backpack for Kids Program, and the Oregon Coast Military Museum. Helping to make the event possible were volunteers from the Rhodey Cruisers and the Florence Jeeps R Us Clubs, as well as volunteers from each of the five nonprofits. Cargill says plans are already in the works for a repeat event in 2022. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 18, 2021.